So, Ellen, I was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the running on the Yukon. How do you keep the dog team kind of motivated? Because we all know, you know, river running is not the most exciting normally. How do you keep them moving during that section?
Well, we just keep a whole lot going up and down the river. It is kind of boring and monotonous. Luckily, it's not too many miles that you have to do it, but you have to do it for, I don't know, it's 150 miles or so. So we ski pole. Every year is different. Most of the time on this southern route, the wind is always in your face. So if there's a storm brewing or the wind is going to hit you right in the face, which makes it harder. Last year, you couldn't see where the trail was, so it wasn't monotonous last year.
Yeah.
And every year is different because the dogs were looking for the trail, and you didn't know where the trail was until they fell off of the trail, and then they went up neck deep in snow. So then they had to get back up, then you start again. They fall off, and so it was hard to tell where the trail was. All the markers were blown away. And you could see no evidence of anybody that had been before you. So these storms that are supposed to come through this year, it may be a lot of that happening, especially if it's really snowy, you can't see anyway. So any of this could change the race at any time, especially if a team up front could make it through some of this storm before the next group of people. Then they'll be that much farther ahead. So there's so many variables. And river running is just another variable and part of the race that can help you or hurt you.